Welcome to Marketing Strategies with Audrey Kirchner, sponsored by Incoma, taking your small business to the next level with proven creative solutions designed to grow your awareness and connect to your customers. Now, here's Audrey.
Hi there and welcome. My name is Audrey Kirchner and I am the co-founder and chief marketing strategist for Incoma. Incoma is a full-service marketing agency bringing that big agency process and feel to small business owners. We do marketing strategy, branding, website design and hosting, content marketing, search engine optimization, social media, and digital advertising. To learn more about what we do, ask us a question, or to schedule a marketing evaluation for your business, go to our website, Incoma.com. That's Incyma.com. So if this is your first show or your second show, welcome, welcome back. So glad to have you here. If you haven't listened to all of them yet, you can go back and listen to all the previous podcasts on our website. We are also on Podbean, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Audible, and a bunch more coming really, really soon. All right, so today we have a guest. So I'd like to introduce everybody to Dr. Erica Abraham with Axon Health. Dr. Erica, as I loved Carr, because she's a good friend of mine, is a chiropractor, but more than a chiropractor. She's going to explain all of that to you. So Dr. Erica, please tell us about you, your company, and what you guys do.
Thank you. So I am Dr. Erica Abraham. My husband and I, we're both chiropractors. We run Axon Health out of Colorado Springs. We are a mobile chiropractic business practice, however you want to put it. So we treat our patients in their home or at their office if they've got some private space. So it's a little bit different of a typical chiropractic model.
Which I think is fantastic. You and I have had that conversation. I just, you know, when I hear about businesses and stuff, I mean, I think it's brilliant. And I love it personally. So I am a client as well, or a patient. And it's been a wonderful experience the last, 6-9 months?
We started September 27th of last year. So yeah. Almost a year, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your journey. Because like you said, you're technically still a startup. You're still in year one.
Yep.
Why did you and Nick decide to go this route?
So we were working for a different chiropractic practice when we first moved to Colorado Springs, and it became apparent that that was not the environment that we wanted to stay in for long term. And we started looking for other jobs, and we had job offers at two separate clinics. They were competing. And prior to this, Nick and I are used to spending an insane amount of time together. We went through school together, sat next to each other in class for 3.5 years, got married in the process. And then we were working at this clinic together. So we're used to spending a lot of time. So first off, working in separate clinics would have been a weird adjustment for us. And then because they were competing clinics, they also wanted us to sign non-disclosures, meaning that I couldn't really go home. And not only was I not spending time with the person that I was used to spending a lot of time with, but I couldn't really even tell him about my day or if I learned something cool while I was at work. So we didn't really like that idea. And we just kind of decided to start our own practice. And it's mid-pandemic at this point. So we were looking for a clinic location. To be honest, the idea of taking on a really large overhead to run a clinic was not something that we were totally down for. So we had known a couple other chiropractors in different areas of the states who had started up a mobile practice. And we thought, well, why don't we just go mobile and then maybe one day we could have a clinic location. But first off, there's not really any other mobile chiropractors in Colorado Springs, so that makes us different. And it's been so well received that at this point, we don't really see ourselves doing anything differently. So yeah, that's kind of how we got to being mobile.
That's great. Yeah. Kind of like by necessity. And then you realize you kind of almost stumbled upon this.
And then you're like, oh, this is different than what anybody else is doing.
Yeah, so what an amazing niche.
Yeah.
And especially in, you know, pandemic and that kind of stuff. I've heard so many great business ideas pop up out of the pandemic.
Yeah,
so
it's kind of like, forced our creativity to spark a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you make this decision and you're like, okay, we're building a company. First of all, let's talk about the name, Axon Health, because you and I, you know, I want everybody else to hear this,
right?
Why it's Axon Health.
So a few reasons. One, I have additional postdoctorate training in neurology and neuro rehab. So an axon is a part of a nerve cell that transmits the signal from its cell to the next cell. It's like this long branch of an arm to the next cell passing on that signal. So that's part of why the word axon came in. But secondarily, because it transmits a message to the next cell, Nick and I also kind of look at ourselves as sort of like an axon. We try to educate our patients a lot on what's going on with them, how we can help heal them, how we can make them better. So we're kind of transmitting that message to them to give them the information that they need in order to empower themselves on how to live a healthier life, how to live with less pain, et cetera, whatever it is the patient wants to achieve. So we kind of see ourselves as that axle.
And I agree with that because Nick also has other areas of specialty aside mm-hmm. from chiropractic care as well.
Right.
Elaborate on those a little bit.
So Nick is really passionate about fitness, the fitness world, and particularly with weight loss and that sort of stuff, nutrition, all that stuff. And as you know, you are familiar with. But so, yeah, I've got the neuro stuff. He's got the fitness. And I used to be a personal trainer as well. So I kind of have that as well. But he's much more passionate about it than I am, I would say. So we both have our own little areas that we like and appreciate. But chiropractic, the typical chiropractic stuff also kind of meets us in the middle. So.
Which is very cool.
Yeah.
By the way, he put me through a CrossFit routine on Friday, and I loved it. So next time I see him, I got to tell him, he created a beast a little bit. I'm kind of all ready to go down that path.
He was watching the CrossFit games this weekend, and it's all I heard about all weekend long. So,
oh, I can bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yep.
So you decide to go on this venture. You name the company. You guys know what you're doing. What happened next? You threw open your doors, and I air quote doors because it's really the car door is what you
yeah,
opened.
Right.
What happened next?
I was previously in our BNI group. We're in the same BNI group. So that was for the other clinic that we were working for, and then I transitioned into our own clinic,
okay.
quote-unquote clinic, when we switched. So that was really helpful already having that foundation with everybody in BNI so that, we had patients day one because of that. And because the other clinic was so specialized, it was a personal injury clinic. So really it was only people who had been in a car accident. But at this point, I'd established a relationship enough that people were like, well, I know other people who need a chiropractor, not just because they were in a car accident, for other reasons too. So we had patients, quote unquote, in the door. We were in patients' doors day one. And that was really helpful with us starting out because I already had those relationships. And then at that point, Nick joined his own BNI group as well for his own networking.
It's really interesting because you start there. I've had these conversations before. So you start with networking, mm-hmm. kind of bootstrap from the ground up.
Right.
So you got that. You got some patients. Then what happened? What did you where did your thought process from marketing the business, getting more patients and growing? What were your next avenues that you branched out to?
With regards to marketing or networking?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Or both. Networking is a marketing tool.
Right. It's our biggest marketing tool, first off, because a lot of it's free.
Yes.
There's a lot of networking events, especially here in the Springs, that I didn't even know existed until we started our business. I would say Colorado Springs is kind of like a small town in a big town where everybody, they network and they know each other on a small town level, but it's got a lot of people. So networks are very broad and big. I would say that networking is our number one thing, primarily because we ourselves are relationship-based with people. We get along with people pretty well. We like to take time with our patients to actually get to know them. So that kind of marketing makes a lot of sense for us because we can get to know people on a much more personal level as opposed to maybe a Facebook ad, which we've done. We've done Facebook and Instagram ads and those sorts of things. And we have our social media all set up, and we have received some patients through our social media posts and that sort of stuff too. But I would say that the networking is definitely the biggest part for us. Expanding outside of BNI and going to other networking events. It takes time, but it's honestly the best type of networking that we've found to date. We've only been open for not even a year yet. So to date, networking has been the biggest thing for us.
Yeah. And most new business owners, they have more time than they have money.
Right. Exactly.
And that's where networking is perfect, but you can build such great relationships and then mm-hmm. the networking can dovetail into other things. So you mentioned social and you mentioned ads. Let's talk about social first. So your Facebook, your Instagram pages, what kind of things are you posting attracting people to you?
So I said, we're really big on educating our patients. It's mostly education-based stuff. Nick has kind of taken the social media side from me, and that's totally fine for me because I do the nitty gritty detail stuff behind the scenes, whether it's submitting to car. We still do personal injury, submitting to car insurance, submitting super bills for our patients and stuff. So I kind of do that stuff, and he's taken over. Not that I'm not on social media, but he does a lot more of it than I do, which I appreciate to the nth degree. But it's a lot of education-based stuff, so whether it's nutrition or exercise or, you know, especially chiropractic-related stuff. Psychology we talk about a lot because it's something that we find is not addressed enough in not just in chiropractic, but in healthcare in general.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have a decent amount of experience just personally between the two of us with regards to mental health and going through therapy and all that sort of stuff. So it translates into pain. So we can't not talk about those kinds of things. And if the person needs a referral to a counselor or psychologist or psychiatrist, then we make that referral. But so it's a lot of education-based stuff that we post on there, and it's just kind of a value added to our patients. You know, we can say, hey, go follow us on Instagram or Facebook, and you'll find a bunch of these videos where we're talking about exercise, how to program, nutrition, et cetera, et cetera. So it's more of a value added. But again, some patients have found us through that because they're looking to already empower themselves and learn how to be healthier, and they find us, and then they contact us through
Absolutely. Education-based marketing is probably top three of how you can market yourself. So there's networking, there's people getting referrals from close friends, and then there's education-based marketing. And the statistics from like the Times and all these other places when they do the survey is like 97% of people that read something they resonate with want to buy from the person who educated them.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I think the stats sometimes in some years it was all the way up to like 98%.
I mean, if you think about, fitness on Instagram is huge. There's so many people that are selling programming and, you know, it's huge. It's a huge opportunity. I mean, it's getting saturated now, but the people who do a really good job of that, that's all they do. So they post their stuff on Instagram and YouTube, and they make six figures off of doing that.
Absolutely.
Or more sometimes.
Yeah.
So,
and it's one of those things that everybody wants to do it, but not everybody can by themselves, and they need help and they need support.
And that's kind of
coaching.
The point we're getting to, where we're like, okay, we're getting so busy that we need help with these other aspects. So we're kind of having to have those discussions of where our time is being spent.
See, that is at your stage, that is a good problem to have. That means you're growing.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about what you're thinking of outsourcing, because you don't have the time because you got to take care of patients.
Right. That. Yeah. So definitely social media.
Okay.
It does take up a decent amount of time. And we want, right now it's at the point where, you know, we've got the phone and we're taking a video, but there's not a whole lot of editing to it. We got to put the branding on there and all that kind of stuff. So we want it to look a little bit more cohesive throughout all of the videos. We want to be able to have a better background and all those sorts of things. But to do it ourselves is a lot, and it's going to take, I mean, even just to edit it, we have no idea how to do that. So it's not my specialty.
Right.
It's better to outsource that sort of stuff. So we're kind of at that point where we don't mind if we have to make a video here and there, but we want to send it to somebody to make it look pretty and, you know, something.
And that's a good way to do it, you know, so it's like a stepping stone. It's like first you just do the raw footage and then you send it out for editing so that everything is on brand, on point, and professional
looking. Put some music behind it or something. Yeah.
You know, have intros, outros, have the different sections blend correctly.
Right.
Right. That's what my video editor does for all of our clients is make sure it looks good. But then at some point you can get to where, okay, we're going to hire someone to actually do the video and edit it up.
Yes.
And we're just going to stand there and look pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. So ideally that's where we'll get to.
Yeah,
but I mean,
you absolutely will.
Yeah. We're kind of at the point where it's like Nick was doing a lot of that because, I mean, I was in BNI, so my schedule did pick up quicker than his. And his is now at the point where he's getting so busy that because he had taken that over because he had the extra time. And now he doesn't have the extra time anymore. And, you know, we have a schedule, but it's getting to the point now where we're kind of like, oh, we were so busy that we forgot Friday. So,
right. Exactly. You know. And that's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
So your plan is to outsource social media at some point in the near future.
Yeah, excellent. Ideally. Have a social media manager of some sort.
It's good you're thinking that way, because when I talk to a lot of startups, they're really afraid to let that stuff go. Can I afford it?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's definitely the biggest barrier for us is the money side of it, because we're not at the point yet where we can rely 100% on the business.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting there. It's definitely coming close. But we do have to do side stuff to make up for the gaps in pay.
Sure. All business owners need to realize is marketing is an investment. There's a return on it.
Right.
And so if you can't get yourself out there, you're not going to get more patients
exactly.
in the door. It's kind of like a vicious cycle.
Yep.
So you'll know when the time's right to kind of make that leap.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden you're going to wonder, like, why didn't I do it sooner? And oh my gosh, how did we live without this, right? It'll be like, you know, growing up without a smartphone and then having one. And you're like, what happened?
Yep. How did I live without this before?
You're listening to Marketing Strategies, and I'm Audrey Kirshner. And today we are talking with Dr. Erica Abraham of Axon Health. So you did Facebook and Instagram ads, which are great. Tell me a little bit about the type of ads that you ran.
It was more of the general, like, chiropractor in your home, because again, that's not something that people in Colorado Springs, there was another one, but he recently moved to Germany and we absorbed that practice. And then the other one, from my understanding, serves mostly Black Forest area, which we don't serve. So there's not a whole lot of competition. So a lot of the ads have been more about the convenience factor of us coming to your house. A lot of our patients are super, super busy. They own their own businesses, or, you know, they're realtors and the market out here is insane. So they don't have time to be driving to and sitting in an office for X amount of time. So it's been more about what makes us different in that aspect, not so much of the education stuff, because the education, I feel like, comes second to that for what we do anyways. Maybe if we had a regular clinic, that would be number one. But there is a factor that really makes us stand out as opposed to the other clinics in the area. So that's kind of been that. And then that would lead them to our Instagram or our website. And then they can have those value-added things on that page, and then they can follow us or like us or whatever.
You definitely have to do the awareness, absolutely, because like you said, if they don't know that a mobile chiropractor exists, they can't go, oh my gosh, I want that.
Right.
The only thing I would suggest, and you may have done this already, you can do all these different type of ads on Facebook. Most people can just, they know how to boost.
Right.
But if you know what you're doing, if you've got a business manager account, what I would suggest for you is to run that, hey, we're mobile, here's all the great things, follow our page. Because then you get to do the two-step, as I like to call it. One, awareness, and then the ad gets them to follow the page, and then they get all the great educational content.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So,
and then they get that exposure over and over again. And you need, what is it? You need like 11 exposures or something for somebody to...
Between 7 and 11, depending on what you're doing, right? So for you guys, because they're letting you into their home, you're probably in that 8 to 9 range, right? Because they know they need you. But then it's like, okay, they're coming into my house. But then that's where the education piece comes in. So, and that's why I like to, like new business owners, I like to tell them, do the two-step, get people into your organic pieces using a paid ad.
Right.
Because unfortunately, they're not going to look at your type of ad for what it is and go, oh yeah, I need that. I'm going to sign up right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. When you need a chiropractor, you need one. Mm-hmm. But when you don't, you're like, eh, you know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, like my business, we're not like shoes. You know, we're not impulse buys.
Exactly.
So yeah, getting people to using the ads to push them into your existing email, social media funnels is probably the best way to do it for these types of businesses. But it's really cool. The awareness angle is absolutely the right thing to do.
Right.
So now let's talk about going into the future, right? Mm-hmm. What do year 2 and 3 look like? Or if that's too far out, what is your...
Well,
1.5 look like?
The next step for us will be, and again, this comes with like, do we pay ourselves or do we go ahead and do this? Because this could be part of marketing too, technically. We want to be able to get a van, like a Sprinter van of some sort or an equivalent to that, and turn the back of it quite literally into a mobile clinic so that not only are we saving time by not having to haul things out of our car, we're not compromising our own spines. And then because it's this van, we can literally put on the side of it, this is a moving chiropractic clinic. And, so it turns into its own marketing piece as well. I mean, we've got the stuff on the side of our car and everything, which is helpful, but there's that extra piece of, oh, that's really different.
Yes.
You know, so.
You can, a wrapped van versus a magnet on the side of a
car.
Right.
I mean, how many pickup trucks for a handyman do you see with that on the side of their car and you just kind of keep driving?
Yeah.
You know? So it has this element of differentness.
It's, you know, what's interesting is back when I lived in New Jersey, there was a woman and this was her business. Mm-hmm. She drove around a pink truck that all it had was advertising panels on the sides and the back that rotated through ads. And she would sell the advertising and then she would drive around the city all day long because, and then everybody knew the pink truck.
Right.
And then when you were stopped at a light, you had nothing else to look at. You exactly. watched what was on the pink truck yep. or you were going into a parking lot. It was brilliant. I loved that whole idea. But then business owners get to do something like that with, like you said, the van. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could be parked at a client's house. It's right. the same thing as the lawn sign for the roofers and exactly. the contractors.
Yep.
So I think doing something like that is definitely marketing. And when you do it the right way, it's going to be super effective.
Right. So that's kind of our next step. We're excited about that, but the car industry right now is a little bit insane. And when we did look into it, the stock was basically nothing. So we're kind of hoping that that calms down, because we don't want to necessarily have to buy this brand new state-of-the-art van for, you know, our first purchase for this. But we'll see. Hopefully within the next year, that's going to be what
yeah,
happens.
Yeah, I'm hoping like all these different industries that are seeing huge spikes in sales and mm-hmm. issues with getting inventory in are going to calm down and things are going to get back to a little bit yeah. more normal. So you can get that van.
Right. So hopefully, fingers crossed, but that's kind of the next step. And then long term, whether or not that's in 2, 3 years, 5 years, who knows? But we called ourselves Axon Health for a reason, because we didn't want to be just specific to chiropractic. Ideally, we would like to have a mobile massage therapist, a mobile PT, a mobile potentially medical doctor, nurse practitioner, or something to that effect. We wanted to be multidisciplinary. I mean, that was our goal. Even when we were thinking about opening a clinic, we wanted to be multidisciplinary so we can treat patients with what they need, whether or not that's with an adjustment or with a massage. You know, the people are more complicated than just one aspect of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So we want to be able to treat them the way that they need, whether or not it's with me or with somebody else. So that's long term.
Well, it is definitely long term, but you and I, we were sharing text messages, and you're starting to do pop-up clinics with some of these folks now,
yeah,
aren't
you? Well, sort of. We're hoping that the van will definitely help us with that. Actually, today we're going to a massage therapy clinic, and we're kind of doing an exchange with the patient. So stuff like that yeah. we want to do. So we're treating their patients for free just as a pop-up, and then they're treating our patients for free as a pop-up.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's a great way. That's also, I mean, the only thing we're paying for is our time. So
yeah. But, you know, from a marketing perspective, that's an event.
Right.
And events
exactly.
are by design to generate awareness. You're going to yeah. meet people today that you don't know, mm-hmm. hand out some cards, hopefully collect some email addresses.
Right.
Put that on the checklist.
I've got it in the car. I've got a list of it, like to put their name
yeah,
and email.
Yeah, see, and that's it. So that's the other thing is you're so organized and prepared, but that's the thing is to maximize events like what you're going to do today is being prepared.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to collect email addresses. I got cards. I got
right.
this. I mean, I've met people who have gone to events and didn't bring cards. Like, forget the email list. Like,
that's kind of where my husband and I compliment each other, because he's big picture person. I'm details.
Yeah.
So if we're going to a networking event, I make sure to grab his cards because I know he's going to forget
Absolutely.
Them. So he's like, let's go and talk to people. And I'm like, that's great big picture, but you need a card.
Yes.
You need
But he's going to be the person like walking out somewhere and grabbing people and bringing
yeah,
them back
exactly.
in. Where you and I would be like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you go do that. And then
yeah.
when you have them, you let me know.
I love people like that. I'm like, yeah, go grab those people.
Right.
Bring back in. We'll have the conversation. But I think that's great that you're kind of already getting the feelers out there. Because then the other thing you're going to know is when you do these crossovers, you're going to learn so much from them. And
mm-hmm.
that's just going to lend to the knowledge of when you start adding full time your own disciplines in massage
right.
and other areas. Because you've learned
exactly.
so much from these events that didn't cost you anything.
Right.
So that's what I would encourage other business owners is like dip your toe in the water. Partner with other businesses. You just
mm-hmm.
never know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
And you learn so much from them.
And I think that one of the best ways to grow your own business is to help other people grow theirs.
Agreed.
So it's effective. And I mean, doing this, we have a great referral system with them too. Even if their patient doesn't come to this event today, hey, we had this mobile chiropractor here the other day. They were great. Here's their card.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're building, you know, so you're building your network. You're gaining awareness. You're going to probably get a couple new patients out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't forget that, you know, your patients know other people too. That's part of your extended network.
Right.
A lot of people forget that when they're networking, is that it's not just the person in the room that you're
mm-hmm.
talking to. It's everybody that they know.
Yeah.
And you never know who people know. I mean,
exactly.
I've had some crazy referrals myself just because of the people I've met and
mm-hmm.
Who they know. So if they're like, well, I don't need you, you're still nice to them because they could have a friend, brother, sister, cousin that does need
yeah.
you.
Who's better suited, who, yeah.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let's, real quick, let's talk about what you do from an email perspective, because I do know you have a newsletter and you already have your list set up for the event today, which is ACES. That's wonderful. So talk a little bit about what you do for email.
So with regards to email, and I have been slacking on that, I will admit that. However,
it's okay.
However, we do, if we have a really great post, let's say from Instagram or Facebook or whatever, we try to recycle that into email format. It's a lot easier on us to recycle formats because not everybody's going to follow us on Facebook or Instagram.
Right.
But they might read our emails. So we can still have that education component and still be educating people on whatever it is that we've educated people on that week or that day. And they're still absorbing that content and there's still that value added. And then we can also put the links to our social media. And if it's a YouTube video, we can post the YouTube video
in
there. Absolutely.
They all feed each other.
Right.
You got to, like, people consume in so many different ways. Gen Z is the actual, they're the first generation that they're like, I'm on everything and I'm looking at all of it. It's kind of insane. They're Instagram, they're TikTok, they're YouTube. They love YouTube, by the way. And, you know, they're not babies anymore. They've got buying power.
I felt old for the first time a couple months ago when I went to a lunch and it was a funding company for personal injury. And I walked in and I'm looking at them like, where are your wrinkles? Like, how old are you? Did you just graduate college?
Yeah.
Probably. I felt old. That was the first time I ever felt truly old in my life.
Gen Zs are hitting the workforce and in college.
Yep.
So they're going to be your new chiropractors in 5 or 6 years.
They are.
And you're going to already be established in all of that before they hit. So.
Yep.
All righty. Well, believe it or not, we're like so close to being done. It just went by so fast.
I know, it does.
So any closing thoughts from you on marketing, new business owners, anything you want to share with folks?
Particularly with new business owners, I would just say you got to get out of your comfort zone. I mean, my husband is really great at going and talking to people. He always has been. That's not my forte. I've definitely worked on that department since we've started. You got to get out of your comfort zone and go talk to people if you're going to start a business. So that would be my biggest takeaway, I think, personally, that I've learned through all of this, is I've had to push myself and be like, okay, well, what's the most uncomfortable thing that I could do right now? That's probably what I need to be doing.
So true.
Yeah.
If it makes your stomach hurt or you cringe, you're like, okay, I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
And you know what? That doesn't stop ever. So be prepared.
Yeah,
I'm like, you know, we've talked about this. I'm 10 years into it. I do the exact same thing. What makes me cringe, then I'm going to go do that.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's been working so well so far. So Dr. Erica, if someone wants to experience mobile chiropractic care, maybe talk to you or Nick about what's going on with them, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Email is probably the best right now. There's a few ways that you can get in contact with us, but email is probably the easiest. So it's admin@myaxonhealth.com, M as in Michael, Y-A-X-O-N as in Nathan, health.com. Otherwise, they can call 719-358-9460, or they can unfollow us on social media. So you can follow us on Instagram. It's at Axon Health on Instagram, or on Facebook. If you just search Axon Health, it should pop up.
Well, thank you so much for your time
today.
Thanks for having
me.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate it too.
Here at Incomo, we like to give back to the business community. I provide a free 45-minute consultation to any business owner, regardless of you're looking for a marketing firm, if you're just starting out and you need to make sure you're going in the right direction, those 45 minutes are for you to learn or understand anything you want about marketing your business. Just go to the website, Incomo.com, INKYMA.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, there's a button for you to schedule a marketing evaluation. Just pick your date and time, and we are on the calendar together. If you found this episode inspiring, helpful, if you want someone else to hear what Dr. Erica just shared, please share this podcast with everyone you know, from business owners to people that need chiropractors, because just like Erica, we're about helping people with this podcast, helping business owners so that the entire business community grows and thrives. Thanks so much for listening and have an amazing day.
Thanks for listening to Marketing Strategy, sponsored by Incomo, online at inkyma.com. Listen to Marketing Strategies, now heard every Saturday morning at 9:30 on KPPF.